city of New Orleans. And this is actually kind of a corporate word, but it is directly for city right now. But you will see this going on throughout the world. And so it's actually a pretty hard word to deliver, to be perfectly honest. But it is what it is. I'm here to speak what the Lord has given me. And so I'm going to give it to you like he gave it to me. So the word that the Lord has given me, prophetic word, is division. And the two, he gave me two Bible verses that are in conjunction with it. Those are Revelation 2:20-23. And he gave me Romans 16:17-19. With this word, I really want to read his word first, because I want this message to be his words first, and then I'm going to break it down to you, because it is such a strong word. I don't want anyone to be confused that these are anyone's words but the Holy Spirit. And so now I'd like to take a moment just to pray to so we can all have clarity when we receive this word. Holy Spirit, ask for your presence as we deliver this correction, this word of correction. Use me as a vessel to deliver your word. Please open the hearts and minds of the viewers and listeners so that they can understand the information that is being deliver to their heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, y'all. So the words honestly with this word, I really just kind of had to break it down, but I'm going to read them to you and then kind of give it to you. So Revelation 2:20-23. But I have this complaint against you. You are permitting that woman, that Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, to lead my servants astray. She teaches them to commit sexual sin and to eat food offered to idols. I gave her time to repent, but she does not want to turn away from her immorality. Therefore, I will throw her to a bed of suffering, and those who commit adultery with her will suffer greatly unless they repent and turn away from her evil deeds. I will strike her children dead, and all the churches will know that I am the one who searches out the thoughts and intentions of every person, and I will give to each of you whatever you deserve. And that is the word of the Lord. So I know some people may understand the Jezebelic spirit, and some people may not understand the Jezebelic spirit. So I'm going to go through 10 characteristics of the Jezebelic spirit before I give you the word, so when I'm giving this, you can understand and see exactly what I'm talking about. So number one, it's a character trait. So you're not look, this can be in a male or a female, just like God works through people. Well, the enemy works through people. And so this spirit works through people to tear down the kingdom of God, knowingly or unknowingly through the person. Number one, Jezebel's ultimate goal is to always control, 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 control. That's their thing. Jezebel's spirit is always motivated by its own agenda. It just kind of is what it is, which it like relentlessly pursues. It doesn't matter who, what, or what's around them. They're like, shh, very tunnel vision. The Jezebel spirit attacks, dominates, or manipulates, especially male authority. That's kind of, their thing. They like to kind of tear down God's order, and you know that's how God created his order. So if they can perverse his order, then they can change what God's plans, which they try to do, they don't do. Number three, Jezebel causes fear, flight, and discouragement. The spirit often causes a spiritual leader to flee from his appointment, place, or character because of ruining his reputation. This spirit comes to, you know, like the devil, kill, steal, and destroy. And if you remember in the Bible, Queen Jezebel actually ran off Elijah the prophet into the mountains, and she killed a lot of Yahweh's prophets off. And so that's kind of, yeah. people under Jezebel's influence are natural leaders, although often covertly. The spirit attempts to seek out people who they can influence and win their ear, gain credibility to win endorsement for their toxic causes. Number five, people under Jezebel's influence are often insecure or wounded with pronounced egocentric needs. Six, the Jezebel spirit functions subtly and deceptively. People controlled by this use flattery to win you over in their domination. Seven, ultimately people under Jezebel's influence are proud, independent, and rebellious. Rebellion is the sin, is as the sin of witchcraft, and that's 1 Samuel 15 and 23, and will attempt to control others through any means possible other than the Holy Spirit. Number eight, it takes an Ahab to let Jezebel's spirit operate unchallenged. So there's usually someone around that's kind of just tying and letting them do it. So you'll see them go hand in hand a lot. Ahab was King Ahab, and when she married Ahab, she actually brought the Baal worship into the kingdom. Number nine, Jezebel's spirit is always in alignment with the religious spirit, and that's a lot of see in New Orleans. If you've been paying attention to like my post and my videos, I said that in my, I believe my first one. The religious spirit is very, very heavy, and we have got to get out of the religious spirit. It is not what God intended, and we really need to open our minds and break it down, because we get no okey-doke. And number 10, the families of people under Jezebel's influence are often out of order. Those under Jezebel's influence control their partners and cause their children to take sides, grow up insecure, disrespect their fathers, feel manipulated, and become distrustful toward true authority. So those are just some signs of the characteristics of the Jezebelic spirit. So with that being the case, the Lord is saying that this spirit is rampant in the city of New Orleans right now, and that we need to open our eyes and mind to it. And so these are the points that he gave me that go with that. Number one, and this the word for New Orleans was division. There is a Jezebelic spirit working in the city of New Orleans, and you see it and you say nothing. Number two, these leaders with this spirit have been warned by God multiple times. They like the sin that they're in, and so God is going to handle them directly and accordingly. And those who have allowed the community to suffer at their hands are going to suffer as well unless they all repent. Number four, we have up until the moment of reckoning to repent or turn away from your sin. If not, the persons who are continuing to sin or who's working with the spirit will get what they deserve. The Lord is here for judgment. We've been talking about, or I've been talking about it at least since the beginning of the year, that this is the year of judgment. That's a year of judgment. It's a year of judgment. Well, kind time's here. The cleanse is here. I said that yesterday. God told me that that was part of the word. The cleanse is here. You need to watch the people around you that are leading people into sin. Their smooth talk has people fooled, and he's calling the kingdom to not be deceived. So kingdom, stand firm in your obedience and do what you need to do, which leads me to the final Bible verse that he gave me, which is Romans 16, 17 through 19. And now I make one more appeal. Dear brothers and sisters, watch out for people who cause divisions and upset people's faith by teaching things contrary to what you have been taught. Stay away from them. Such people are not serving Christ our Lord. They are serving their own personal interest. By smooth talk and glowing words, they deceive innocent people. But everyone knows that you are obedient to the Lord, and he's speaking to our kingdom. This makes me very happy. I want you to be wise in doing right and stay innocent of any wrong. So this was a very direct word for kingdom workers and for Christians. And so the Lord is getting us together, and he's calling us to speak up for those who can't speak up for themselves, and to be the light in darkness. So that's the word of the day. The word was division. And I hope everyone takes a moment to let this fill their spirit and really pray on it. And whatever the Lord is asking you to do, then you walk in boldness and courage and handle kingdom business. So thanks so much. This is the good life. I know it was a word of correction, but it's a word that the kingdom definitely needed. So thanks you all for tuning in. I'm gonna go over to IG right now and hop over there and give the word for the second time. All right, y'all. See y'all tomorrow. Bye-bye.